CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 16th of April 2017, Easter Sunday. The news headlines, two new GB2RS readings. International Marconi Day stations voting for the RSGB AGM. Two new GB2RS services start later today at 6:30 p.m. Mike GD6ICR will lead the news with a news reading via GB3IM on the Isle of Man. In Northern Ireland at 7:30 p.m. the news will be read on DMR via GB3OM, GB7LY, GB7UL and GB7HB. To be able to receive the news on the DMR via these repeaters, users will have to program a new talk group into their radios. This new service, the first of its kind in the UK, will be receivable via these repeaters on slot 2 TG8. We're grateful to Paul MI1AIB for agreeing to begin this service, and if anyone can assist him, please contact Philip Hosey, who's the Region 8 RSGB manager at rm8@rsgb.org.uk for more information. Dozens of official award stations have registered to take part in the 2017 International Marconi Day event, which this year is being held on the 22nd of April. The event is not a contest, but an opportunity for amateurs around the world to make point-to-point contacts with historic Marconi sites. Go to www.qrz.com for details of the event. The RSGB President, Nick Henwood, G3RWF, would like to remind RSGB members that if you are not planning to come to the RSGB AGM in Cardiff on the 22nd of April and have not already voted, please do so. Online is easiest, just click the red box at HTTP, it's got a very long URL, it's basically on the rsgb.org site. Postal votes are also available, ask by calling HQ. 01234 832 702. The elections are independently managed by the Electoral Reform Society, and the deadline for vote receipt by the ERS is noon on the 20th of April. So don't delay vote today. If you're attending the AGM, the opportunity to pre-register on the RSGB website has now passed, but we still look forward to seeing you on the day. Every year on the 18th of April, radio amateurs worldwide take to the airwaves in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. It was on that day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. World Amateur Radio Day is the day when the IARU member societies can show their capabilities to the public and enjoy global friendship with over 3 million amateurs worldwide. Following a resolution that appeared in the Panama Official Gazette on the 27th of December, the National Authority for Public Services of the Republic of Panama published their 2016 National Frequency Plan that contained the WRC 15 Amateur Secondary Allocation, a 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz. The RSGB's third IOTA 2017 vlog has been released, featuring John Gascoigne, 2E0XLX. He's part of the radio scouting team at Gilwell Park, where the RSGB will be hosting the IARU IOTA 2017 event in August. Watch it via the RSGB website, rsgb.org, and you're there. Why not take a look at the other IOTA 2017 information and updates you'll find in those web pages. A new fusion mode node MB6 IOX number 31368 room 4136 has been made operational by David G0TKV near Reading. The node is attended and not on 24/7, but it will be on most evenings and weekends. The locator is IO91LM 600 feet ASL. The system has superior audio quality. It has good bandwidth capable of carrying text and images. Chertsey Radio Club will be running its second virtual build-a-thon at the end of May or the beginning of June. They'll be building a homebrew dual-band Yagi antenna and diplexer to use on satellites. Full detail of the club blog post is at https://www.chertsey.com. tinyurl.com/msfigure3mtvfigure8. The RSGB responds to the Ofcom consultation on regulations and proposed technical parameters in the 5 gigs band can be found on the RSGB website. https://tinyurl.com/mongfhq. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies in the diary for Easter weekend, 14th to the 17th of April. On the 23rd, the Ripon Radio Rally takes place at Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon in North Yorks, HG42PT. Doors open to stall holders at 7:30 a.m. and to the general public at 10. Entry £2 on the door, under 16s free. Inquiries can be made via email to rally@ripon.org.uk. Also on the 23rd, the 33rd Yeovil QRP convention will be held in Digby Hall, Hound Street, Sherborne, Dorset, DT93AA. There are disabled facilities at this venue. The doors will be open between 9:30 and 3 p.m. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, RSGB books, stall and stands for RSA, RS and RAFARs. A programme of talks will take place on the day. Refreshments are available on site. Details from Bob Harris by email wjh069@gmail.com. The Andover Radio Club Spring Brute Sale takes place on the 23rd of April at Wild Hern Village Hall, Tangley in Andover, SP110JE. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access earlier. Admittance is £2. There are tables in the hall and outside pitches. Hot food and drinks will be available. Contact Paul G4KZY 0775 738 200. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Tynemouth Amateur Radio Club is away on another IOTA trip, this time to the Isle of Mull, EU008, between the 21st and 28th of April. They will be operating as GS0NWM on the 10 to 80 metre bands, using most modes with 4 HF stations. In addition, they'll have a VHF-UHF station. Full details of the trip are already on QRZ.com. Alexander, RX0QM, is now stationed at the Russian base on King George Island in the South Shetlands. He's using the call sign RI1ANB and will be on the air when time permits. The South Shetlands counts as AN010 for the Islands on the Air award, QSLs via EW4DX. Helmut, DJ7CF, is on the air as 6 Yankee 5 stroke call sign from Greenwood, Jamaica, until the 28th of April. Look for him on SSBCW and PSK31, QSL's home call. Tony, CT1FFU, will be active from Sal Island, which is part of the Windward Island groups, between the 18th and 25th of April, with the call D4T on HF using CW, SSB and digital. This is IOTA reference AFO86, QSL via CT1FFU and Logbook of the World. Dave, GM0LVI, plans to operate holiday style from Barra Island, EU010, between the 16th and 22nd of April, QSL home call sign either direct or bureau. Now for special event news. Mid-Ulster ARC is taking part in the International Marconi Day on the 22nd from Navan Fort, 81 Kilray Road, Armagh, BT64LD, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. The Kerry Amateur Radio Group will participate as an award station in International Marconi Day on the 22nd from the site of the former Marconi station at Ballybunion, County Derry. Operation from 0000 UTC on up to 2359 UTC is planned. 2 HF SSB stations are planned for this year on the site, as well as an HF data station using the call sign EI6YXQ. See QRZ.com for more information. OE17ATOM will be on the air for International Marconi Day on the 22nd from a nuclear power plant in Austria that was never put into operation, cqrz.com for more. The amateur radio section of the Austrian Broadcasting Corporation and the Documentary Archives Radio Communication QSL collection will operate 017M for 72 hours only, starting at 0000 UTC on the 21st. This is an official International Marconi Day station, and contacts on the 22nd only are valid for the IMD award. CQRZ.com for more. GB2RAF, the permanent special event station at RAF Neatishead Air Defence Radar Museum in Norfolk, will be on the air every second Saturday of the month and some Tuesdays and Thursdays until November. The station is affiliated to the Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society, can also give out contact points for airfields on the air. QSL cards are available via our SGB Bureau, Rafales Bureau, EQSL, or stamped addressed envelope to Terry, G4PSH, QTHR. Now for contest news. The Worktal Britain Data Contest takes place today, the 16th of April, 3.5, 7 and 14 megs bands. There are two separate contests, one for RITIN, the other for PSK. Each contest is split into two parts to get optimum conditions on all three bands. The RITI contest is from 1200 to 1400 and 1800 to 2000 UTC. The PSK contest is 1400 to 1600 and 2000 to 2200 UTC. Note that club and multi-operator stations can only score points in the first of the two sessions. The exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB squares. For full details, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. On Monday, the IRTS 70cm counties contest runs from 1200 to 1300 UTC using FM and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also giving their county. Immediately following, the IRTS 2m counties contest runs from 1300 to 1500 UTC using FM and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations giving their county. On Tuesday, between 1900 and 2130 UTC, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place using all mode, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC using FM only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Immediately following, from 1900 to 2130 UTC, is the 70 megs UK activity contest using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, from 1200 UTC to the 22nd, on the 22nd, 1200 UTC on the 23rd, SPDX RITI contest takes place using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with SP stations sending their province code also. UK EIDXCW contest takes place next weekend from 1200 UTC on the 22nd to 1200 UTC on the 23rd, using all HF contest bands except top band. There are 24 hours and 12 hour sections. UK and Irish stations send a two letter district code as part of the exchange. These are multipliers for the rest of the world, so all UK and EI contesters, including those with modest stations and antennas, will experience the full fun, it says here, of being a multiplier for the DX in a worldwide contest. Full details, www.ukeicc.com. On Sunday the 23rd, the UK Microwave Group second low band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC on 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Sunday, the Bartek Sprint 75 takes place from 1700 to 2100 UTC using RITI on 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is just your serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled from G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week was a mixed bag, again in terms of HF propagation. While the solar flux index was stuck in the mid-70s, geomagnetic disturbances due to coronal hole effects made their mark. The K-index hit 4 on Tuesday and brought a pre-auroral enhancement with a critical frequency over the UK almost reaching 7 megs. This meant the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres just exceeded 21 megs for a brief spell, but by Wednesday conditions were much worse, even 14 megs was struggling to open. Due to the Easter holiday, this report is being prepared a day early, but we'll try to give you a feel for how propagation may pan out for the next week. Firstly, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will rise over the next week into the 80s and even low 90s, but the usual, as usual, HF conditions will be mainly governed by geomagnetic effects. The first half of the week may be unsettled due to a high-speed solar wind stream. This may see the K index rise to 5 with associated auroral conditions. We may then have a little respite for the rest of the week. Looking forward to International Marconi Day on Saturday the 22nd of April, HF conditions may be settled, but they then get much worse, with NOAA predicting a K index of up to 6 from Sunday the 23rd onwards due to another recurrent coronal hole. VHF and outpropagation on the face of it next week looks very promising, with high pressure dominating the charts in several models for the next week or so. This is quite a common feature at this time of the year, and the only problem as far as tropo goes is that these spring highs can often have cold air near the surface under the inversions, which is generally seen as a poor contributor to an ideal tropo event. Mid-April is when we can often expect super refraction propagation across the North Sea to start making itself felt by an increasing number of continental beacons becoming audible on VHF, UHF and microwave bands. Warmer air blowing out across the cold sea can lead to the formation of some very strong ducts. With EME, the early part of the week sees an early morning, waning moon with high moon path degradation. As the week progresses, the moon will also climb higher in the sky to be visible until around lunchtime. As the moon declination improves in the northern hemisphere, the degradation will also reduce. Meteor shower activities will start to build towards the end of April, and the Lyrid meteor shower will peak on the morning of the 22nd of April. This coincides with a weak crescent moon, so it may also result in good visual display. The Lyrids can sometimes show in higher than normal reflections, so it may be worth trying for that elusive locator. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also.